You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Kids.
It's showtime, baby. You'll go wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I miss Duda. You know, that's the kind of son you want.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
That's right. Gotcha.
Thanks, Canada. I'll take it from here.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant because the second half of that word is dairy. Legendary.
We call this segment Jive Talk here on the show. It was designed for you to call and give us your thoughts. But now it's the banter, jive. Let's jive a little bit, you know?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. Jason Duda in for Jeff today. He's waiting for a shuttle in Las Vegas.
Still waiting for a shuttle. Jeff, I will give you $20. Take a cab. I will give you $20, and you're listening because you have nothing else to do if you're sitting and waiting for a shuttle. I will give you $20 if you take a cab.
Well, I'd at least go hit a slot machine. My last time in Las Vegas, I think I took $800. And before the first night was over, I was down to a couple.
Yeah, it doesn't take long out there.
I was down to a couple bills.
I've been out there lots of times.
And I'm not talking $100 bills either.
No, I understand. Completely. 100%.
But I rallied now.
Oh, yeah, well, I had that promo, Bob.
That's all you need.
I had that promo, Bob.
Say that again, Max.
I used to have that on a promo. You hawked your watch.
Yeah, that may be an exaggeration, but I was pretty down, and I was wondering, you know, I got 2.5 more days here.
Yep. What are you gonna do?
But he's just gonna sit in my room.
I what else are you gonna do?
But what happened was, I went to a craps table, and got on a roll.
Well, if you get on a roll in the craps table, you can do well.
That doesn't always happen.
No, because you can go to a craps table and go with however many hundreds you want, and somebody's just tossing a seven after they make a point, and it's all gone in a hurry.
But the money I lost did not happen on a craps table. That happened on slots and blackjack.
Yeah, see, I don't mind slots, but I prefer the tables myself.
There's something addictive about slots.
Yeah, I would say so. And they're mindless.
And you think,
so you don't
I'm going to get the big one, baby.
Yeah, and it just never seems to happen, does it?
But at the craps table, it all came together for me.
Such a good player. Such a good player. Man, I wish I'd have been there to see it.
Well, I'm not I didn't leave Vegas with any winnings.
Oh,
I was able to at least get through the 3 days we had there and have a little money and have some fun. And,
well, that's kind of the goal. If you're going out there thinking you're going to win, then you shouldn't go.
No, you're not coming back with anything.
No, you got to go expecting to lose. That's kind of your entertainment. And if something happens where you win, hey, great.
I got spoiled, though. My very first trip to Las Vegas was with Jeff's mother back in the day. We just went out there, and I put 50 cents, a dollar, whatever it was, in one of those video poker machines, and won $1,500.
That'll do it. Yeah, you're done after that. It's like, oh, this is easy. No, it's not.
I don't know. That was one of the most amazing moments of my life.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. You don't hear those very often.
Not very often at all.
50 cents.
I think I came home with a little money that trip.
I would hope so.
But there's been others that...
you don't have to tell me.
I mean, I have to fly back on the wing.
Well, at least you got back. Look at it like that.
869-1240 if you want to give us a call. We're going to talk... we're going to make our football picks coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Some very intriguing games. I'm looking forward to it. Because everybody's kind of feeling it right now, especially Duda.
Oh, yeah.
Who's had two good weeks in a row. That's never happened.
It'll happen again. You guys, you're going to be chasing me all year.
And we're finally hitting a little bit of a stride here. We're getting it together. And we'll see if the big fella, this may be the last mention of the big fella.
I don't know what happened.
Love the kid, but you got to answer the bell, right?
Well, maybe something happened to him. Hopefully not. Hopefully he's fine. I don't know. You can't just disappear, can you?
Well, I don't know. Who knows?
I don't. If I knew, I'd give you the answer. But unfortunately, I have no clue.
We're just here to try to make it happen. By the way, I know a lot of Dodgers fans out there. Freddie Freeman not in the lineup for L.A. tonight against the Mets in Game 4 against the left-hander Jose Quintana. Freddie's struggling on that ankle. And they're probably saying, it's pretty cold here in New York. Let's give the kid a night off and see if we can somehow figure out a way here.
Yeah, because, I mean, you want that bat in the lineup. There's no question about it.
Tommy Edman crushes left-handers. He's hitting fourth. Tommy Edman, I will guarantee you, has never batted fourth in a big league game, but he is tonight in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series.
Maybe the Cardinals should have hit him fourth.
Maybe so.
Maybe that was the demise.
Against left-handers, he would have held his own because he really hits left-handed pitching as a switch hitter. Doesn't do so well against right-handers, but he had three hits last night as a left-handed hitter.
Well, what's he hitting in the playoffs?
If like you're a 500? Former Cardinal, you're going to do very well, folks.
That's just the way it is. Cardinals give away everybody.
You're going to do very well in the postseason.
They give away everybody. I don't know what their deal is.
Shut up, would you?
Well, I'm just they do. You can't. You can be mad.
Well, I will be mad.
But you know it's true.
Did your voice just do
something
there?
You know it's true.
I thought I heard that.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
That was weird. You saw me kind of do a double take, didn't you?
You did a double take.
Ooh.
And there was a reason for the double take, and I can't explain it. It happens.
I just make sure I'm not hearing things. But anyway, boy, that threw me off.
Well, it's true.
And then we've got the Guardians and Yankees coming up very shortly here. And Guardians, as we've talked about, and you and Jeff, I'm sure, talked about it a lot yesterday.
A little bit, yeah.
He gets touchy about these things.
Yeah, you got to watch it. I enjoy it because it's easy to push his buttons a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoy that.
You like that. Everybody who's ever heard you knows you like that.
I kind of enjoy it. So that was
good. You've done that your whole life, I'm sure.
A little bit, yeah.
I can picture you as that kid growing up in Sexsmith.
Yeah.
Just trying to get under everybody's skin.
I used to just ride my bike around just seeing if anybody was outside just to do it, just to practice.
Just to get on them a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
What would you say to them?
Oh, I don't know. Just driving by and be like, oh, are you sure you really want to plant that flower there? And then leave. You know, little things.
I bet they hated you.
Oh, just despised me. They couldn't wait till I left at 15 to go away to play hockey.
Anyway, where were we?
I don't know.
Where were we?
I have no idea. We're thinking Cleveland. We were talking a little bit about Cleveland.
I need to know where we were. I've completely lost track.
In all honesty, do you think they win tonight? I know we said they have to. I just can't. I couldn't pick them to win.
And I get it. The Yankees are pretty dangerous offensively. They seem to be figuring it out. I mean, I'd be careful. Aaron Judge hit a home run. Soto's unreal. Stanton, very good. Gleyber Torres in the leadoff spot's been incredible. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this. How do you feel about it?
Well, you know that you're kind of in trouble, and I understand it was second and third, but when you're intentionally walking to load the bases to pitch to Judge, how good is Juan Soto? What does that tell you?
Well, he's incredible.
And
he's fantastic.
Cleveland doesn't have two guys like that. Ramirez, very good. Absolutely. But they don't have anybody else. I just don't think they're going to have enough. I'm sorry, Jeff, but you just don't have enough right now offensively to get back in this series. That's my thought. That's where I'm at.
Well, you're facing Clark Schmidt, who can be good. You got Matthew Boyd going. You got to win it. You got to win it. You watch this crowd. They're going to be raucous. It's going to be a great crowd.
Yeah.
The Guardians.
Okay. I'm going to
say
that.
They win today.
I can see them winning today.
Now, maybe that's because I want them to win, and I don't want this to go any farther than right here. I want my son to be happy.
Whoa.
Now.
Whoa.
Let's say the Guardians were to win tonight, and then tomorrow also win.
Okay.
And he goes to the concert Friday night, has a great time. The Guardians then also win on Saturday, and he goes to the concert again on Saturday and enjoys that. Wouldn't that turn his life around? Wouldn't he then become a little more happy? Wouldn't he become just a little more easy to deal with?
You think he would, but he'll find something where it's not. That's just Jeff. I love the kid too, but that's Jeff. He'll find something to pick at that is going to be like, well, they're not going to do it now. I can see it. I can see him saying it already because it's what he does. He's on it, then he's off it. Like the roller coaster is awful.
How would you not enjoy those 3 days?
Well, he would.
But then, you're right, he'd find something.
He'd find something, because it's just Jeff.
Anthony, what are you doing?
I don't know, I'm ahead of time, but I just wanted to let y'all know the big fella's back on regular schedule. And I heard you guys calling
Well, you could have sent us your picks last week, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, it was a hectic week last week with the schedule change on the job. So
it just sounds like you lost your dog, man. Come on now. You're still not that far behind Mac, so.
Well, you know, being away from you guys for a week, it's almost like losing a best friend.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, we'll take a break, and when we come back, you'll join us for picks. We've got some interesting games. That's coming up next. It's Bob and Jason and the big fella. We'll be joined by Jeff and Max when we return. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Time rolls on.
David Lee Roth trying to make a song good. It's called Damn Good, which... not sure I think the song's damn good.
Well, that's up to you. I've never heard of
it. Yeah, that's not something you need to delve into.
I'm not going to.
Anthony with us, Max with us. Jeff has sent in his picks. He's currently in a noisy environment, he says, at the airport in Las Vegas, waiting to get on a shuttle to his...
what's he doing?
He was there his and hotel. Left.
Jeff was?
Yeah, he's calling back. Hold on.
Listen, I don't know what the guy's doing.
Nobody does.
Let's get into it. Because here we are. We're ready to go, right?
Let's go.
I'm trying to figure out. These are the toughest. This is the toughest week yet. Jeff, do we have you?
Oh, God. No.
Hello?
No.
Try to be a professional. Are you there?
He hung up again.
No.
Max,
gone.
No more Jeff. We're done. We're good without him. I'm not going to put up with that.
No.
As a standard bearer for this show.
Which is not that high. Did I say that out loud?
let's start with Oklahoma State, which has had a horribly disappointing year. On the road at BYU, the BYU is good. And they're really good at home. This is a 9.5-point game, according to the odds makers. And I think it's an easy one for BYU. I'm going 8 points. Jeff is also going 8 points for BYU. Dude, are you going to keep this team alive?
I am not, but I'm sticking with BYU for 5.
Just 5?
Just 5.
Where's the lack of confidence coming from?
Well... this is one of those games where Oklahoma State just might decide to show up. They have enough talent to do it, but I still think BYU is going to beat them.
Max, your pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with Jeff. Oklahoma, they ain't going to do anything. BYU for 8.
Anthony, you going to make it a clean sweep?
Well, I feel like this BYU is good. They proved it against K-State. Oklahoma State, they're basically sniffing the bottom like KU is. So I'm going to go 8 on BYU.
Boy, everybody. Everybody with the Cougars. Wait, BYU. Yeah. Alabama at Tennessee. Alabama a favorite on the road, but by only 2.5 points. Jeff picking Tennessee for 3. What about you, dude?
This should be a really good game. Tennessee's at home. I think they want to. This is their game. I don't have a ton of confidence in it, but I think I'm going to go with Tennessee, but just for two.
Yeah, this game gives me a headache. Max?
Bama ain't what it used to be. Tennessee's at home. I'll take Tennessee for six.
Wow. Max shooting it up there.
There he is.
Anthony?
It is a home game for Tennessee. Alabama proved that they can't keep a lead, although they squeaked the game out against Georgia. I'm taking the home team, Tennessee, with four.
Tennessee is another one of those teams that I never quite can be sure of.
No, you can't.
I'm going to go against the grain and pick Alabama, but for only two. Next, the game of the week, Georgia at Texas. Man, Texas, I think they're for real.
I do, too. And Texas, for years, I was never a fan. They never knew what
points
was going to show up. But I think this will be their statement game. I'm going to take Texas for four.
Texas for four. You're not making a big statement.
No, I said they're going to.
What about you, Max?
Texas is good, but Georgia's desperate. They lose this, they won't even be in consideration for the playoffs. So I'm going to take Georgia for three just because they're desperate.
Yeah, that's an interesting strategy. Anthony, what do you think?
I am actually going to take Texas because it's at home, and they've been looking for these type of matchups at their home stadium. They finally got it. It's their time to shine. So I'm going to take Texas, but I'm going to go three.
Yeah, I think we're all high on Texas, but we're showing our doubt a little bit because they've burned us in the past.
Always.
And even when we're trying to be confident about them, we're scared they're going to burn us here. I'm going to go ahead and jump in a little more, in more of the deep end of the pool with Texas. I'm picking them for six.
Ooh.
Jeff is picking Texas for two. I'm making a statement.
Oh, yeah, of course you are. I mean, absolutely.
Michigan on the road in Champaign to face Illinois. They are a 3.5-point favorite. On the road, we start this one with Max.
Illinois has been a tough out all year, and I like him at home, but I'll take Illinois for two.
Illinois for two. Anthony?
I'm going to take the same deuce on Illinois just because they're at home, and you don't know what you get with Michigan this year. So, Illinois for two.
Illinois for two. I like Illinois as well. I like Illinois for a little more. Illinois for four. Jeff likes Illinois, but for only one. Duda, are you going to make it a clean sweep?
Well, if you've known me and listened to this, you know that that's not going to happen when you four pick the same team. There's no way it's going to happen. But I'm not that confident, but I'll take Michigan for one.
All right, you go the other way. Kansas State is going to be in Morgantown. Always a weird place to play. They are a 2.5-point favorite against West Virginia. Anthony, you get the first pick on this one.
I'm going to roll the dice on this with my next highest pick. K-State and I already played in a hostile environment and was sucking for air because they was at high altitude. Now they're back on level playing ground. I'm taking Kansas State into 2.5, 7 points.
Seven. Boy, that's a lot of confidence. I like K-State, too, and I'm going right there with you. 7 points. Jeff? Oh, man. He goes to K-State for seven as well.
Is this where I decide that I'm not going to go with K-State?
Here's your chance.
I think they do win this, but like we've talked about, what is about West Virginia that makes it so tough to play up there? I don't know. K-State on the road is squeaking by all these games. I'm going to run with West Virginia for three.
Max?
Well, having heard Tim Fitzgerald this morning, he called this a linchpin trap game. So it will decide K-State's season. I'll take K-State for one.
I don't get why you guys. I certainly don't get why you'd pick West Virginia, but you have you believe in yourself now. You've had a couple good weeks in a row.
I can see this being a 24-23 game.
Yeah, good for you.
It will be.
We haven't asked. Well, nobody's asked your opinion about.
Well, actually, you just did ask my opinion.
Now we go to the NFL, and here's where Duda believes he will shine. He saved his big number picks for the NFL because he knows more about it than any of us.
That's right.
Houston at Green Bay. Green Bay a 2.5-point favorite. At home, I like Houston in this game. I think they are a legitimate Super Bowl threat. I like them 4-1. Jeff picks Green Bay for 4. Duda?
Houston normally plays on turf in a dome. They're going to grass on the road. Green Bay has looked pretty good. I think Green Bay wins this game. I got Green Bay for 6.
Max, what about you?
Yeah, I like Green Bay at home. I don't know if the top receiver for Houston is going to be back, so I'll take the Pack for 5.
And Anthony?
Yeah, that's a good point with Nico Collins being out. I do believe he's out their top receiver, so you got to go with Green Bay.
They got 7 others.
You got to go with Green Bay. Oh, and 7 others? Well, if that be the case, Green Bay and 5. Wait, did I always say 5?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You guys, 5. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to go buy you.
Oh, yeah.
With that one big point.
I can't wait.
Terrible. All of you are terrible.
We'll look back at the end of the year for that. It was that Houston game you picked?
What's
one.
Max saying?
He's just giving you a couple jabs there.
We got 5 guys making picks, and Max is in 8th place.
That's not okay.
How that works.
Guy's still top 10.
Detroit, Minnesota. Minnesota unbeaten. Detroit looks at times like the best team in the league. This is a fantastic game. It's nearly a pick'em game, but Minnesota's going to give 1.5. Jeff picks the Detroit Lions for 5. Duda?
Hutchinson's out, which hurts, but this is still a really good team. I can't see Sam Darnold continuing on this path that he's on. I think this is a high-scoring game, but I think Detroit has a little bit more. I love Detroit in this. I got Detroit for 8.
What a terrible Max?
Yeah, you know, Hutchinson had 40 of the 60-something quarterback pressures, but I like the Lions either way for 4.
Nobody buying into the Vikings. What about you, Anthony?
I'm buying into the Vikings. Like to say, Aiden Hutchinson is hurt. I do believe that Detroit is susceptible in the defensive backfield. This is going to be a feast and famine for Justin Jefferson and Darnold. I'm going 6 on Minnesota.
Yeah, I think these teams are both really good, and I think both of these teams will win their home games against each other. Minnesota's at home. That counts for something, man.
It does.
I don't understand y'all. I'll just say that. Minnesota for 5. So Anthony and I are right there together.
Yeah, mistakes are always made. You two will be okay.
Baltimore and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, the home team, they are getting 3.5 points at home. We start with Jeff, right? I think that's no. We start with Duda. I'm sorry, Duda.
This is going to be a good one. I don't know if Tampa's going to be ready for Henry is the problem, but that 3.5, Tampa at home. I'm gonna run with the Bucks on this. I got Tampa for 6.
No, you got to go 7.
Or
to use your
7.
6.
That's right.
Max.
Well, unless Derrick Henry, like he did before, takes the first handoff of 60 yards. I like Baker Mayfield and Tampa for 5 in this one.
Anthony, you gonna swoop in and make fools of these boys?
Let me see. Baltimore and Tampa. If Baltimore gets a lead, they're going to try to negate Tampa's offense, which could be high potent, and they're going to grind it out. I'm going to take Baltimore, but I'm only giving 1 confidence point.
One for Baltimore. I think it's going to be a good game. I like Tampa, but I like Baltimore more. Baltimore for 3, and Jeff picks Baltimore for 6. So we're all over the place on that game. Finally, the bonus game. Here's where we really test Max. The 1 through 10 point bonus game, Kansas City on the road to play San Francisco late Sunday afternoon, rematch of last year's Super Bowl. Kansas City, an underdog. Underdog.
Don't say that very often.
To a 3-3 team, San Francisco. Kansas City getting 1.5. Max starts. Max, what do you got, boy?
In spite of Christian McCaffrey not being there, Ayuk, Sambo will show up. The Ricky Owen will have no chance. 49ers for 5.
Only 5. That speaks volumes, well, doesn't it, Duda?
I'm in last place. Well, next to last. But
Anthony, what about you?
Man, I don't know who's crazy enough to make Kansas City an underdog. They can play this game in San Francisco, New York, wherever they want to play it at. I'm rolling with Kansas City, and guess what? I'm reclaiming my throne. Give me a 10 spot.
Oh, Anthony's back with a vengeance. I like Kansas City as well. I don't know that I think I don't know that I feel it for 10, but I feel it for 7. Jeff feels it for 8, the Chiefs. Duda, what about you?
Well, Casey, they're still 5-0. We always like how. They still get it done. San Francisco lost to Arizona this year. Arizona's terrible. I don't think they're fully healthy. The Chiefs are a dog coming off a bye. I'm with Anthony. I got Kansas City for 10.
Dude is feeling it.
It's all good, boys.
Rarely do you see a guy feeling it like this. All right. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it. It'll be an interesting week. There you go.
They're gone.
Boy, it's windy out today.
Isn't it?
And I don't know where the wind came from.
I don't know either.
I was walking in earlier and, very uncomfortable.
Is it?
Well, I mean, that's what I thought. I don't know.
It'd be tough for a man of your age to be outside.
Yeah, I don't know how you keep the flight of a soccer ball in a straight line.
What?
If I'm going to go to a soccer game, I want to watch it in ideal conditions.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
So, like, what are you thinking?
82. Oh. Wins 5-10.
Geez, that sounds like Tuesday next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does. Really?
I may have to make it next Tuesday. Oh. I'll get there before I graduate. How's that?
7 years this has been.
Has he graduated?
Not yet.
All right.
No, but my daughter's graduating this year.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get to see her. Because this is it, right?
Yeah.
The state tournament 6A coming up tomorrow and Saturday in Kansas City.
Yep.
She's representing the Mays Eagles.
Yes.
And as her number 2 singles player.
Yes.
She opens against a young woman from Topeka, Washburn Rural tomorrow.
I believe so, yes.
Well, we wish her the best of luck. It's going to be fun. You're going to be right there courtside.
Oh, I can't wait to get up there. I'll be leaving around 6 in the morning. They play at 10. The girls are on their way right now. Riley Fry is the other singles player, along with my daughter Avery, Maddie Fluez, and Danica Miller are the doubles team.
Oh, you had to struggle for that, didn't you?
Well, I didn't want to get them mixed up. That's all. But really looking forward to it. I've had a blast watching these girls over the last 4 years, and as seniors, Riley's been to state. The other 3 haven't. So I'm just really proud of these girls. It's been a ton of fun watching. I can't wait to get up there. We joke about tennis and soccer, but I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed the high school sports, especially with the kids in it.
Somebody listening to you right now?
Well, I hope they're all listening because, in all honesty, I can't wait to get up to watch this.
Well, you're going
to
be the hero of the whole contingent.
Well,
you're making me look bad.
Well, that's easy to do. It's easy to do in certain situations. This is going to be fun. I literally can't wait. Like, I'm almost jealous. I'm almost jealous that
Dia's going up tonight, and I got to go up in the morning.
Well, why don't you go up tonight?
Well, Jackson's got his games. We've got to get things set up for tomorrow, and I got no problem driving up. It's not going to be a
well,
big
then,
deal.
There you go, then. I mean,
so I'm going to go watch the girls fight and try to get some wins and see how they do.
What's the format like? Is this a double elimination?
It's basically a double elimination. So there's 24 singles or 24 doubles teams. Top eight get a bye. So Riley gets a bye, and Maddie and Danica get a bye in the first round. So if they win their second, if they win their first game, which is the second round, they will medal for sure. If you lose your first game, you go to the backside, and you can still get back up there.
They started playing girls tennis state tournament in 1985. In all those years. What are we now? It's almost 40 years.
Yeah.
This is the 40th year.
It would be, yep.
Of state tournaments. One team from the Wichita area has won.
When was that?
Wichita Southeast back in 1986. Isn't that something?
That's crazy.
It's been a sport dominated by the Northeast. Let's go break that string. I'd love to see it. Shawnee Mission East is your juggernaut in the state of Kansas in girls tennis. I think they've won five in a row, and they'll be formidable. But, hey, you go up and play.
That's
you
right.
You go up and play.
You go play. You never know what can happen. That's why it's sports. It's not played on paper. Doesn't matter what seed you are or who you're playing. You play the person that's across the net from you.
And we don't expect it to be windy up there tomorrow like it is today.
Oh, so you're going to come up and watch the girls too tomorrow?
If it was here, boy, I'd be all over it.
I know you would, and we'd all appreciate it. You think you make it?
How's your wife doing?
She's listening right now. You ask her.
I bet she's laughing.
You think?
I bet she's having a good time, a good chuckle. Because I'm a lovable individual. I may not be a dependable individual.
Very true.
Or a trustworthy individual. But I'm a lovable guy.
Oh, so much. I mean, it'll be great to see you out at a soccer game. Maybe get to the girls 6A state tomorrow. You can ride up with me if you want.
Boy, it's tempting.
I know it is. You'll enjoy it.
I got a radio show I got to do tomorrow. I've got, I'm going to speak at a senior center tomorrow.
Well, you should fit right in.
Well, I mean, I don't know how they'll tell the difference. If I don't get served pudding, I'm going to be insulted. I mean, I
bet you they could whip some up in the back.
Well, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they mistake me for a resident?
Well, they probably would. They probably just think, oh, this is the guy from 4B. He's just not sure where he's at.
I could go to the dining hall and fit right in. I'm
probably get a free meal.
I may try it.
Well, why wouldn't you?
And I may scope out a room or two.
Exactly. Might as well use your time wisely while you're there.
It's, we'll see.
Oh, you'll get there. You'll
Boy,
get there.
I'm tired. I feel like I've been carrying this show today.
Have you?
Not that you haven't done a nice job.
Oh, of course I have.
But, you know, man, we didn't have Jeff for the picks. We couldn't make fun of him.
That
threw me off.
Yeah, that's kind of a loss for us. Whenever we can't make fun of him, it's not quite the same.
I wonder what he's doing in Vegas tonight.
He might still be at the airport.
Oh, he's going to watch the
Guardian. Waiting for a shuttle.
Well, he's got to get to the room. They start in 15 minutes.
Oh, could you imagine if the shuttle's late? He's losing his mind.
Text him.
He's losing his mind right now. I can't text him. I can't do that to the kid because he's just sitting there right now. You know, he's bebopping around. He's probably sweating. And he's going to go into the... I asked him this the other day. I said, you're in Vegas. Why not go to the sports book and watch the game? He's like, no way. I'm going to be in my room.
I understand that. There's no way I'd go to a sports book and watch the Cardinals.
Should try it.
Might no
be
way.
Fun. Might be fun. Might be an enjoyable adventure for you.
No way.
Maybe one day you'll
I enjoy the sports book, and I've been every time I go to Vegas, but not with my team. You understand that. You certainly... Now what?
Dia said, yes, she is laughing. And she also said... where to go? Here it is. And Bob is lovable, and I will see him Tuesday for senior night at Mays High Soccer.
Senior night?
Yeah,
huh?
I think we've just decided.
Oh, senior night.
Yeah.
You're talking about their seniors
Probably, yeah.
But not a senior night for me.
It could be taken either way, which is the perfect wording, right? Senior?
Now, that indicates that I would stay for the varsity game.
Oh, possibly.
I'm going to try to let people down gently with this. There ain't no way in hell. Now, when Jackson gets to the varsity, which could happen next year, then I'll go for the varsity game.
Well, there you go. Now you got it figured out.
But don't, let's not get crazy here.
No?
I'm not staying for two soccer games.
Oh, getting you to one will be the first one ever.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
So I'll probably bid adieu before the big senior night festivities.
Fair enough. As long as we can get you to one, it's been 7 years.
There you go. I'm looking forward to it.
I know you are.
Keep an eye on that weather for me.
I will. Yeah, because if something happens,
any
I know.
Any sign at all.
I know, you're done.
Even a cloud.
I'm not going to show up. You're something.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.